Hello. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Should I? Okay. No. Okay. All right. Where are your pants? Okay. Just chilling. All right. Just chilling with your little lady friend coming over. Your little, I mean, I'm not. I just wasn't expecting it, is all. They are just they're just not I just no, it's fine. I don't care. I honestly don't care, man. I don't care. They're basically shorts. They're a little tight, but we can work around that. Just was not expecting it. Where are your pants? They're at the foot of your bed. All right. That's fine. That's super cool. Okay. Am I supposed to take mine off too? Also, I don't want to do that. It's cold in here. And actually, can you turn your heat up just a little bit? I know you have that psychotic penguin energy all the time. But I hate it. And you never have enough blankets. Just a little bit, just like a couple degrees. Okay. Thank you. Oh, I have chips and I got, look, it's like I don't actually know what it is. It's, I can't tell if it is just like a pumpkin spice flavored seltzer, or if it is like a syrup that is meant to be mixed in drinks, because it says both on the bottle. And half of it is in like, I don't even know what, like Ukrainian? I don't know. So I figure we could give that a chug and find out for ourselves, do like a little science experiment if you're down with that. Okay. Neat. Oh, also, I just brought here. It's, one of those like hot cocoa mug things. Yeah. But yours has Venezuelan cocoa powder because I thought that would be fancy. I've had it once before and it was fine. but yours also has multicolored marshmallows. You're very welcome. All right. So I know that we were planning on doing horrors. But would you be down with a Barbie movie? No, they're actually good. They're actually good. I promise they're fun. They're a good fucking time. They're self-aware. Just I it would be ugh. All right. That's on the back burner though. I'm adding it to the list. I want you to know. Just no, I'll text it to you as a reminder and I'll put it in the calendar. We'll find a day. I want you to watch Princess and the Pauper. I only watched it like last week for the first time. And it's true what they say. It's a fucking jamboree and I want all the dresses in it. It's funny, it's fun. Anyway, so what wait. Hold on. Wait. Let me get a close look. Hold on. Bring your little butt. Are those bees? Do you have bee boxers? You don't care about. Did you get these in like a pack? You just don't care about like bees. I care about bees. Did I turn you on to bees? That's really sweet. I do. I love bees. They're so sweet. My favorite is the bumble. as you're well aware, because they're fat. They're just like round, fuzzy little friends. These are honeybees, but they're also good. They're hard workers. Where would we be without them? Where would we be? I want some. Can I borrow these sometime? I know they're not going to fit. In my butt, they may fit. They're not going to fit anywhere else. Actually, you know what? They might be too small for me. I don't know. It'll have a very loose crotch. But actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, hold on. I'm going to go on like Wish or Amazon. Hold on. Let me try and find some because I want some. You can pick a movie while I look for these. Hold on. Oh yeah, Hulu's fine. Okay, wait. They came up like right away. Okay, hold on. Okay, which one is better? No, just between these two. Because the other one is too busy. I know that's ironic. Anyway, yeah. It's fine. I don't care if you see the underwear that I'm not even wearing. Why would that bother me? Just pick one. They're cute, and I want to be cute in my little britches. I'm trying to say britches. Are britches pants? Or are they underwear? Are they both? Or wait, pants in England are underwear, right? Radio? Oh, you know what? I know you chose that one. I'm actually going to go with the other one. It's not, I like that pattern, but boy shorts don't look good on me. Yeah, so I'm just gonna go with the little bikini briefs. That's gonna be so cute. Oh, this one just has a full B on the fanny. The British fanny, sorry. The Vishnanya. And I'm not, there's not enough. Maybe if there was like a little circlet of bees that went around the waistband, that'd be cute too. But just a bumble on the snatch. Actually, I could be talked into buying that. What do you think? Well, it's not... I wouldn't be against showing it off. Like, we could have a... like, an underwear party or something. I don't know. I need to show them off to someone. Okay. Yeah, that would, okay, nice. Oh, now I want to have an underwear party now. this bra is terrible though. It's got like a hole in it the size of a quarter. Not in a good place. Yeah, I will get these shipped in from China, looks like. So who knows how long that'll take. And then we can have a little pantaloon party. I mean, if you want to invite other people, that's fine. I thought it would be a fun, intimate thing for the two of us. No, you can invite other people. Oh, God, not Ben, though. Don't not Ben. I refuse. Because that guy is just doesn't. You can't invite Lindsay either. No. No Lindsay and no Ben. Because Lindsay... Lindsay is gonna knock everybody's socks off, all right? Their heads are gonna be blown straight off, and I don't want to have to look at that. It's gonna make me cry. And I don't want to be the girl crying in the corner in her underwear. As cute as that underwear will be, and it will be very, very cute. I actually really am digging that print. Because, oh my God, you have eyes. I'm not fishing for compliments, but Lindsay is like a smoke show. I don't think she has a roll of fat on her body. And she's got, somehow at the same time, I mean, monstrous knockers, and they're perky. And absolutely not am I going to be sitting side by side with that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it to myself. My therapist would advise against it. If you invite Lindsay, then I'll invite Paul. Yeah. He's a beefcake. He is actually... He's okay, so he's too much of a beefcake for me, but he'll still he makes, I don't know what it is. He has that weird thing where, like, I don't really know many girls that like guys like that, but anytime a man is around him, his self-esteem just, like, shoots through the floor. Ends up shaking hands with Cerberus because he's just so fucking jacked. Honestly, it's a bit much. Y'all shouldn't feel insecure about that. It's a lot of muscle. He's a very packed individual. It's intimidating. It looks like he's gonna kill me in a way that I would not be, like, wouldn't want to happen on my birthday. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be a special treat. It would just be a horror movie. By the way, pick a horror movie. That's stupid, though. Lindsay looks, like, awesome. It's not the same way that Paul looks, however he looks, like a Minotaur. It's Lindsay looks awesome in, like, a, you know, like, Victoria's Secret kind of way. Oh, well, thank you. I wasn't going for that. I'm not trying to, like, again, I'm not fishing for compliments or anything, but thank you. That's nice. I try. I've been doing squats. I hurt my knee the other day. Going downstairs is way worse than going up. It's weird. After you work out. Well, yeah, no, that's, I wasn't really intending to, like, beat myself up so much. I just, you know, I have multiple friends like that, and when you hang out with them, it's very, you kind of see, like, what guys like and what gets ignored vastly by comparison. So it's not like a knock against her. It is a little bit, because fuck that bitch, what right does she have? But it's, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make this about me and my insecurities. That's annoying. I'm sorry. Thank you. It's really nice to hear, because I honestly, I never got the feeling that you thought I was, like, anything to look at. I don't know. you made me feel like, you know, I'm not, this isn't accusatory of anything wrong that you did. I just didn't, I didn't know that you, like, even looked at me as, like, a lady. So, it's nice. Thanks. Yeah, no, I think of you as, like, a friend, but, not like a total, like, I don't think of you as some, like, asexual cherub or anything. Well, no, dude, that's not, I don't know anybody who does. I'm not trying to make this awkward, but you're really, really handsome. I've always thought you were really handsome. I mean, who? My friends think you're handsome. Your mom thinks that you are just the sweetest, cutest boy. I'm just saying that I didn't know that you thought that I didn't consider you like a guy because I do. I think that's fine. We can still. No, you can stay in your boxers. We can still have an underwear party just 'cause like I think that you're good looking and you think that I'm good looking. If anything, now I kind of want to show off. Yeah. Since like I met you, but especially since we went to the lake that one time. You have a nice back. I don't know what to say. Thanks. I'm just gonna, oh my God. Is that weird? No? Okay. I don't wanna make it weird or lose the comfort that we have. If you don't think that it will, then I don't think that it will. Wait. Is this like a thing? Like, what do you want out of this? Because if you just want to kiss, then I don't think we should do it. I just don't think, I don't think it would be smart for me if we just, man, because I know it would make me really confused. And it would. I'm not trying to be like pushy, but I feel like we need to set a boundary right now. So, don't want to kiss you, but I don't. I don't want it to be like a one-time thing, and I don't want it to be a thing that we only do like on occasion. I want to know like really? Are you sure? Yeah. Sorry. It's kind of all hitting me because I didn't think this was ever an option, so. No, I'm like really like jazzed about it. So, what movie do we want to make out? Both? Can we do both? I mean, I'm fine just making out, but also I'm really in the mood for a horror movie. And then I can pretend to be scared and you can like pretend to comfort me. Or vice versa. I don't mind holding your hand. It's okay. Did you pick anything? Oh no, not the nun.